This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Delta Airlines reports earnings today. Analysts on average expect the company to report sales growth of 322%. That's compared to the dismal days of a year ago. People are flying again, but they're flying mostly for fun. Business travel is nowhere near what it had been before the pandemic. So what is happening to all those first class and premium seats that used to go on company credit cards? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Business travelers used to make up about 70% of the folks in first class, says travel analyst Henry Hartevelt. But right now, tourists are also willing to pay more for a little personal space.
You just have that much more distance between yourself and the person next to you on the plane.
And more travelers can afford it this year, says Madhu Unnikrishnan, editor of Airline Weekly.
People are now taking their first vacations, in some cases, in 15 months. So they've got a lot of money saved up and they're splurging on the front of the airplane.
Price differences for premium seats have narrowed and airlines are offering more upgrade promotions to loyalty members, says airline analyst Robert Mann.
So if you have an elite customer status with a certain airline, the ability to get that upgrade is actually pretty good by historical standards.
But if there's a resurgence of COVID-19 in the fall, he says, people who are open to flying now may think twice about getting on a plane. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.